This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pro-life group is blowing the whistle on contents of a UN document. The Parliamentary Network says that the New York Declaration for Refugees purports to address immigration, yet demands what it calls safe abortion care to be available to all immigrants. Justice Clarence Thomas has been 25 years on the U.S. Supreme Court. His writings read like a lamentation for pro-life advocates, as Thomas repeatedly has drawn up opinions criticizing the High Court's tendency to bend the rules to create a putative right to abortion. Alveda King is placing the right to life at the top of priorities when it comes to this election. The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King says when it comes to civil and human rights, it all goes together and gives Christians an obligation to vote pro-life. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today.
The simplest understanding of how tissues develop in pregnancy makes it easy to understand that breast cancer and abortion are linked. A Canadian group says that while the statistical link is disputed by those who sell abortion services for profit, the dispute follows the same trajectory as the fight by tobacco companies to dispute the tobacco connection to cancers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.